Eli Theseus.
Big Steen.
Gabriel Eros.
We're the Pareja, and you're listening to Wrestle Radio Australia, bro.
This is FNX.
Oh, yeah!
This is Demi Bennett here.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Robbie Eagles.
This is JXC, the social media superstar.
Hey, this is Rocky Monero.
This is the king of the mountain, Jeff Jarrett.
This is Wrestle...
Hello, doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Mac Grim Basso.
This is the loosest in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Hey, what's up? It's Royal Rumble Day. As I record this, Josh Armour here. Thank you for checking out WRA here on the Wrestle Radio Australia Network. Of course, it's not just this very podcast, but also Healing Out with Muhammad Ali Vaez, Axecast with Josh Shooter, and Drawing Heat with Beej and the Dude, who will be back very soon. And of course, Muhammad Ali Vaez has a hand in Aussie All Pro, which is presenting House of Hardcore Down Under, hitting Adelaide Saturday 24th of June, Melbourne Friday 23rd of June, we've got Sydney on the 17th of June, and we've got Perth and Brisbane dates coming out very, very soon. So keep an eye on the House of Hardcore page and Aussie All Pro on Facebook. You can find us here at Wrestle Radio Australia by subscribing on iTunes, or you can hear us on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and FNX.network. Shout out to the FNX crew. Hit us up if you dig the conversation here today. At Wrestle Radio AU on Twitter or at the Wrestle Radio Australia Facebook page. And today we have got the Pareja here, who are a new unit, team, family, bunch of fully sick wogs they are. I tell you what, down here in Riot City, you got Big Steen, you've got Eli Theseus and Gabriel Eros, who had a tag team championship match down here at Reanimated just the other night. Great to catch up with them after the show, and you'll be hearing that one very, very soon here. A fun time with three really enthusiastic young guys who love wrestling, and we love wrestling here at WRA, so stick around for that. And a shout out to our great sponsor, Wrestle Merch Printing. If you want to get merchandise for your fans to sell at the gimmick table, if you need artwork, event posters, if you're a promoter, a podcast cover art, hit up Wrestle Merch Printing. Wrestle Merch use AS Color tees to print on. They are absolutely the best quality cotton tees around. And, people like TM61, Damian Slater, world-class Chris Basso, who made his return at Reanimated. He'll be back in the ring March 11 at Mega Slam at the Latvian Hall. Get your tickets at RiotCityWrestling.com for that one. And the man in charge there at Wrestle Merch, Tom, is an absolute genius. Can really help collaborate with you to get your vision out to your fans and your followers. So do make sure to hit up Wrestle Merch Printing. And as I mentioned, TM61, the logo you see on NXT, that's courtesy of Wrestle Merch. Also, TMDK, the rest of the crew down here in Australia, they trust Wrestle Merch Printing. JXT, Josh Shooter, has had merch done by Wrestle Merch. The Millennials, Dean Brady, who challenged for the RC Dub Championship just the other night, he uses Wrestle Merch. You should too. Again, check out the Wrestle Merch Printing Facebook page, send a message, you'll get a quote, and very friendly collaborative service. And thank you, Wrestle Merch, for supporting Wrestle Radio Australia. And just a quick recommendation here before we get to my chat with the Pareja. Check out EPW From the Vault on Vimeo. Reawakening from 2016 is up there now. Yes, the event with the EPW Coastal Champion, the first ever Coastal Champion being crowned, and the 60-minute Iron Man match between Chris Weiss, the Smashing Machine, and the Iron Man, Davis Storm, the Messiah. I tell you what, an amazing match. It's worth your subscription at EPW From the Vault just for that match. I am not joking you, and that's a guarantee. I'll pay the money back if you don't like it. So check it out, folks. Absolute cracker, Reawakening All right, let's get into it. The Player here on WRA, backstage in Riot City. This is a fun one. So, yeah, we're going to shoot this. I have no idea how to start this. It's been built up so much around here. The Player are going to be on Wrestle Radio Australia. And yeah, I'm like, how the hell do we start this show? And speak into it. Into it or over it?
Over it.
That's good. I'll turn your level up a little bit.
Yep.
Because you guys are the quiet ones over there. We've got Eli, we've got Gabriel Eros over here on one side of the table. And on the other side, we've got myself and Big Steen.
The loudmouth of the group. Big Steen.
That's a bloody understatement if there's ever been one. The loudmouth of the group. Yep. You guys, I mean, you got these guys at a title match.
Yeah, no, it was a great experience. You know, getting the title match, putting my body on the line for them. Of course, like, I would always do that for my brothers. You know, wrestling means the world to me. So as we all do, we always put our bodies on the line for wrestling. So it was great. It was great fun. I'm very proud of the efforts tonight in the title match. It was a fantastic, fantastic match. Great crowd work. It was fun, yeah.
The first time you guys, all three of you, going out there in a key spot on the show, you know, it's like kind of the semi-main. First tag title defense in RCW with the Rude Ones. Mm-hmm. It was a hell of a match. It was fun to watch out there, even though you got taken out, Steen, about a minute into it. Before the bell really rang, let's be honest. I mean, but it was really cool. And, like, you guys, because you've all started fairly... Okay, so when did you start training, Eli?
I started training, it'll be 2 years ago in April.
2 years ago?
So it's not that long. It feels like ages, but it was really not that long.
And Gabriel, the same?
I started 6 months after Eli. It's been about a year now. I started, like, last January.
And Steen?
So my tryout was the October 1, 2014, but it was funny because I rocked up to the tryout and I just was way too nervous to do it. But luckily, they gave me another opportunity the following week with another female wrestler here. And we got to try out just with us two, and it was really cool. Yeah. So it's been, just 2 years. Yeah, sweet.
you guys, like, love wrestling. When did it sort of start? Was it online that you guys saw it, or it renting DVDs? Yeah. What was it?
For myself, I had started watching it with my older brother. He liked it. And it just, like, upon finishing high school, I was kind of was looking for something new to do following high school. And I just thought, I'll give wrestling a go. And I heard about RCW, and I thought I saw that you could try out, and I thought, I'll give it a go, see how it is. And here I am now, nearly 2 years later, just coming off a huge title match for a tag team championship with two of, like, my best friends. And it's so weird. Like it's what you dream about as a kid, you know, having a championship match, and it just transpired, you know? So that's it for me, basically.
Gabriel?
I was a pretty similar path to Eli here. I remember, like, my dad used to watch wrestling when he was probably 8 to 10 years old, like when it was black and white on their TV screens. And then we got Foxtel, and then SmackDown and Raw were on every week, so I started watching then. And, you know, for some reason I never really understood the heel face concept as a little kid, and, like, Kurt Angle was, like, the biggest heel, and everyone used to chant "you suck," and I used to cry because I was so sad that everyone else hated him.
Were you that same way, like, I was as a kid when they force feed you, like, because when you're a kid, like, you get force fed certain messages.
Me
it was the USA is almighty and good, and Hulk Hogan was the keeping everything right in the world. So were you that way with anger, where it's like, he's wearing red, white and blue, he's a patriot, how can you boo this man?
I just never understood, like, I just thought, his moves are cool, like, oh, look at him, like, his ankle, I used to love the ankle lock, and, like, and, like, so I just watched him and then started watching, and then I transpired, obviously, the Next Generation. There was, like, Edge and all those top guys, and then John Cena obviously was there, and then, like, Eli, yet through that phase when he hits school and everyone realises, you know, it's a show.
Yep.
You know. And, like, it really used to make me sad. I used to get, like, bullied because I used to still watch it, and everyone else used to be like, oh, why do you still watch it?
And dude, then, I was 11 and I'd get kids come up to me going, you know, it's fake, right? It's all bullshit. And I'm like, no.
And, like, breaks your heart.
Yeah. I hate Steve Austin. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, and then, like, I sort of, like, toned it down. I didn't really watch it as much. I sort of tried to, like, fit in, you know what I mean? And then I got to a point in, like, you know, year 11 and 12 where I said, you know what, like, screw these guys. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do. I still love it. And I started watching it heaps again. And throughout year 12, I was like, you know what, like, I want to be a wrestler. Like, I learned the lifestyle as well through year 12, and it intrigued me more how these guys don't just go out and put a show, like they do so much more behind the scenes and just the way they live. And I thought, I'm going to go for it. So I came to Key to the City 2015.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm going to train here. And I think you made the announcement, try out on blah, 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 blah.
So it's all my fault.
And I was like, I'll be there. And then now I'm here, coming off, just like Eli said, a massive match, like something I didn't expect to. Like, I've been on two main shows before this one, and here I am. Like, I can't believe it. Honestly, it's an amazing opportunity.
Big Steen, what's your story, brother?
So the way I got into wrestling is...
Here we go, the lads are like...
Bring a packed lunch, it's going to take a while, Arma.
it's pretty simple. It's kind of different to everyone else because when I was growing up, I actually despised wrestling. I watched it when I was really little and I just thought, this is definitely not for me. And legitimately, in 2010, like years later, I was in EB Games and... This was in year 6 when I was a complete nerd. I still am, but like I was more of a nerd then.
Everybody here at Riot City is a big fucking nerd. I'm probably the least nerdy of all, and I'm here hosting a podcast.
That's it. So I was just looking for a brand new game to buy, and my friend recommended me the 2011 SmackDown vs Raw on the PlayStation 3, and I was like, you know what? I'll give it a go. Just a fun game to play. Long story short, I played it all over the summer holidays and.
Summer holidays,
school holidays, whatever. And like coming into year 7, so 2011, I remember watching the Rumble and I just got so hooked, right? And the coolest thing about wrestling for me is when I was growing up, I was always a really shy kid, believe it or not. And I had so many insecurities, it was a hard time for me to like really socialize with people. But when I started watching wrestling, it kind of like, I watched them and I was like, wow, like I want to have that type of confidence. I want to have that type of presence wherever I go. So, all through like the end of primary school or through high school, everybody knows me to be that kid that absolutely just goes berserk over wrestling. And, year 12 formal, I went as the WWE champion and kind of cut a promo when they were doing the awards. Like no one does that because...
Is there video of this?
There is video.
Can I please have access to it? And maybe the listeners of Riot City Wrestling, if they're lucky.
Maybe, okay, yeah.
It's a maybe, folks.
But yeah, like I've always, because I'm so proud to be a wrestling fan and to be a wrestler myself, I incorporate wrestling into pretty much every single thing I do. Like it's, the main reason why I wake up in the morning, because I'm just so proud to do what I get to do, to be a wrestler and watch wrestling and love it. So yeah, and hopefully Riot City's been great, and I just can't wait for my in-ring ability to progress and fulfill my lifelong dreams in wrestling.
It's funny because like when you meet people, especially around here, you get that first impression of somebody before you speak to them. You're like, oh, that's that guy, and what's his deal? And like the big thing I got first for Eli was like he's this really like. I thought you were the shy one, like the real, more soft-spoken type.
Yeah.
Then there's Tommy, who was like a referee, kind of like, you'd ref a couple of shows and you in the black and white. I'm like, oh, he looks the part as a ref.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, one day before a bloody RC Dub Live show, because I don't get out of the trainings much, right? So I'm out the back and all of a sudden I see you with your shirt off and I'm like, Jesus, fucking rock hard abs. I'm like, manpower over here. My first impressions of you was quashed right there. It's like, this guy's got full intentions of being in that ring as a wrestler.
That's right.
And then with Steen, I still don't know what to make of you, apart from the fact that you're a fun guy to be around. And I've had chats with you off mic, and there is more to you than being exuberant and being... the center of the show. But that's one thing that you touched on there, was that wrestling helped you come out of that shell. Yeah, you know what I mean? And even though when you jump into wrestling, it's like here's a whole new bubble. People who are listening to this obviously are wrestling nuts. There aren't many casual fans that are listening to WRA, but it's that thing we all know of, that we get so sucked into the bubble.
Yeah, exactly.
And you guys feel it even more now because you're training. So is that what it's like now? It's gone from that thing of watching it and being fans 24/7 to now like, okay, well now we need to live the life of a person that we used to idolize. So yep. we need to eat right. We need to train. We need to be doing all this and that. We need to be focusing on psychology out in the ring and making sure that the fans are understanding what we're doing and that we're being accessible and all this sort of stuff. Now that's what you guys have to do here. Yep. So how do you mentally get into that mode of, I'm not a fan now. I can still be a fan and love wrestling, but I'm the show now. People came here to see us. We've got to do right by them. So how do you like...
Well, for me personally, it's kind of like any wrestler will tell you, wrestling completely consumes your life. So it basically becomes who you are. Like when we're out there, we're just being ourselves. That's for me at least. I have my you know, personal ways of preparing. I kind of just try to get myself into a mental zone where I'm kind of thinking what would pump me up as a fan if I was behind the barricade before I go out. Like that's what I think of. I'm like, what can I kind of do? My facial expressions, my body language, the way I look, the way I respond to the fans, what can I do to make them feel how I feel as a fan? And that's kind of all there is to it for myself. And then, you know, the physical demands kind of just, it's in its own category. Like you kind of live... You live it, you know, like even though we're kind of performing on a relatively low level at the moment and only performing once a fortnight, once a month, you know, if we're lucky, we live this, like we go to our jobs every day to try and support our wrestling needs. And we go to the gym and we work out and we show up to training every night when trainings are on, and we just live it, you know. So it kind of becomes fairly easy to get yourself in it because you're constantly thinking about it. And then when you're ready to go through that curtain, you're like, all right, good, here I am. This is my time of the month to go out there and do my whole wrestling thing. And it kind of just comes naturally, you know? So yeah, that's it for me.
I mean, Eli pretty much hit on all the points that I was thinking of saying. Like, it just fully consumes your life. Like everything you do, everything you say, everything in your life becomes about wrestling. Like you go to your job and like you're there thinking, okay, 1 hour, like, oh, okay, $25 an hour, okay, that'll pay for this for wrestling, or that'll do that for wrestling. Okay, I want to travel, so this, I'm going to take this shift so I can go to Perth or Melbourne or wherever you want to go in the future for wrestling. And like you wake up, or like you don't want to eat, but you're like, oh, I have to eat because I want to be a wrestler. And like you watch wrestling and you're looking at the thing like, oh, like I could do that, or like, so that'd be cool for this guy. And like it's hard to sit there and watch it as like, oh wow, that was an awesome match. It's more like, oh, that was a cool move, like maybe I could try that. Or
Picking it apart now instead of just enjoying it.
But I still really do enjoy it, to be honest with you. But like, it becomes more of like, oh, maybe I could try that, or maybe Steen could try that. You know,
the Undertaker Goldberg Lesnar spot the other day.
Yeah,
we were watching.
Oh, the three way stare down.
I was at Gabriel's house watching, and like we were just like two little kids again, like watching that moment, just going absolutely mental. And then we're like, oh yeah, you know, and then we start picking apart after we've had our little outburst, you know.
Yeah, and like when it comes to me going to the ring, like the way I prepare, like my gimmick and like myself, like I'm very religious, so like if you watch me, you can tell like I'm always pointing to the sky and like thinking, because I feel that God watches over me and he really helps me out in the ring and with my general life, and that's just how I believe, you know. I'm always wearing my cross, and like, so when I go to the ring, as well as that, and like hoping that I know that he's watching over me and I'm putting on a show for the crowd. Like, I really think that when you watch, like, as a fan, you want to put yourself in the fan shoes and be like, these people want to see, like, something, like, exciting and energy. So we just come out, and if you watch your entrance, we just go mental. Like, we just, like, just lose it.
They want to feel something real.
Yeah.
And that's where you're putting those little pieces of yourselves into the character.
That's it.
And it makes people feel it.
Yeah.
It's more genuine, you know?
That's
like, it really does translate. Sometimes it's a bit iffy of, oh, well, maybe we can just go full gimmick. But people notice it.
Yeah.
People can really notice that, so, yeah.
For me, what was the question again?
I can't even remember. The transition from being a fan to being a wrestler and being involved and the change of lifestyle.
Yeah, right, sorry about that. No, as Eli said, you know, basically takes over your life. You know, before wrestling, I was generally a really lazy person. I never really played sport, worked out. I just really didn't care.
So you were me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know about that. But so coming to wrestling, like doing wrestling training really like opened my eyes and made me realize like, if I want to be successful in this business, I have to work really, really hard. So you got to put your hours in the gym and like make sure your character's on point and make sure your move set's on point. It's so much more than people think. Like when you're a fan, like I'm not going to lie, growing up, like later on in the years, I thought that I could do it and it would be easy. Like we all think, watching on TV, like watching the greats do it, we all think, oh wow, you know, I could do that. But getting in the ring is a completely different ball game, as we all know.
Doesn't running the ropes look so easy when you're a fan, and you get in, you're like, oh shit, like footing is an actual thing now.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, but I'm really grateful to be trained under some really, really good people. So, you know, I've learned a lot in the 2 years I've been here. So it's really taken over my life.
I think, like, the transition's been, like, very easy for, like, us three and everyone else at RCW because, like, the trainers and the people we have around us, like, the Basso brothers are just two of the best blokes you ever met. And, like, they're not just your trainers. They, like, connect with you on a personal level as well, which makes it easy, which makes you feel comfortable. Like, I was very fortunate to come in because I'm the newest out of all of us boys, and like these boys took me under their wings. But like before they even did, like the Basso brothers made it really easy for us because like they're just two amazing guys, they're like amazing trainers, and that makes that transition for you from being a fan to a wrestler that much easier.
Yeah, I agree. And getting back to like going out there and thinking, like Eli said, going out there and thinking, what do the fans want to see? So when I watch wrestling, I love the guys that go out there and go absolutely mental and just bring just a full intensity, full character. Like, that's my type of wrestling. That's what I love.
Sorry, but I'm just going to put it out there. I am a Mojo Rawley fan.
Yes.
I think he is awesome. You know what I mean?
I feel like he lives his gimmick. Like, if you ever watched that, what was the show? The one with the NXT behind?
Breaking Ground.
Yeah, Breaking Ground. Like, you saw it. You watched it. Like, he just lives his gimmick. He's just like a mental bloke all the time. Like, he's awesome.
Yeah, like,
his catchphrase.
To me, like, guys like Mojo Rawley, Enzo Amore, you know, The Miz, biggest inspiration for me. Like, if I ever got the opportunity to work heel, like, that is the guy who I'd base most of my stuff off because he's just such a big inspiration to me. But, yeah, like, for me, I tend to live my gimmick a lot as well. You know, a lot of the times we'll be in public and Eli and Gabriel will pull me to a side and just say, you know, maybe you should calm down. Because you kind of going overboard, and you know, and then you know, you think back and you're like, oh yeah, you've got to calm down once in a while. You know what I mean?
Once in a while, but I mean, that's one thing I do love about you, Steen, is that you're you, you know, and it can rub people the wrong way. But once you get to know, like we're at Villies, we're having a chat, and whatever, and once you start actually sitting down and getting to know a person, you're like, He's a good dude. You know what I mean? He's a bit hyperactive sometimes, but he's good. Yeah. But he's a good bloke, and he likes to have fun. That's one thing I love about you. All three of you, and a lot of the young people here today.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to stay humble.
Yeah, definitely.
Training with guys like Matt and Chris, like they're constantly bringing us back down to earth and letting us know, like you guys are. You're still very new. You're still so naive about this business.
Definitely.
Just chill out, you know, and like we're, you know, you get excited as a wrestler. Being a kid who always wanted to be a wrestler, you get excited, and then they always bring you back down to earth. And being in the ring with guys like Marvel and Bulldog, and Steam was in the ring with Tyler Daniels last show, like being around those kinds of guys always kind of brings you back down as well because they've been in the business for so long, and just being around them just makes you realize, you know,
yeah,
that we're so naive and so new still. But yeah, it's all a learning experience. It's all right, bro.
No. Sorry. I was just going to say, like, you look at those guys and you just feel so humbled because they've done it all. They've had a really long career, and you just want to be like them. You know what I mean? You want to stay humble and professional and work with everybody at the best of your ability, and that's what the guys at RCW bring. So to look up to guys like Tyler Daniels, Bulldog and Marvel. Yeah, no, it's,
you nearly went the shoot name then, you had to think about it for a sec.
Yeah, no, it's a really good thing.
So Riot City Wrestling, now you've had a few matches under your belts, tag championship match tonight, not the new champs, Rude Ones still do have the straps, but what are some sort of realistic goals that you guys have set for yourselves?
We obviously do Mount Gambier every year. and like we drive back all together, and in the car we set all our goals for the year sort of thing.
Right, yep.
And like we spoke about it, and like some of our goals for this year were like we really want to travel Australia, like, you know, branch out and like put our names out there, because obviously that's what you have to do, I guess. Like from what everyone tells you, that's what you have to do. Like
all the people that are successful at the moment are getting out to as many places as they can. That's it. And like
when WWE came down, me and Elijah tried to talk to all the WWE superstars we could, and I get a bit of advice. And
oh, I know Steen definitely did.
But then we spoke to AJ Styles, and the thing that AJ Styles said was just like, go and wrestle as many places as you possibly can. Like, don't worry about the money for now. Just go and do it as much as you can and get experience and just branch out. And like, we've really taken that under like, just taken that advice, and we really want to try use it. And obviously like we're here at RCW, like we're RCW guys, and we'd love to have another chance at the tag team titles. Like the opportunity tonight was amazing. Like I can't thank everyone enough for that. And like all the hard work they've put into us for us to have the opportunity for those titles. But like we love another one, you know, like whether it's a year or two, like we really want to win the tag titles, because, you know, that's just something that's a goal in wrestling, you know.
Yeah, the like obviously our end game for 2017 is to be tag team champions. That's like our big payoff. Yep. But in doing that, we need to remain consistent. When you look at sort of short term goals, I'd probably look at staying consistently booked, especially on the live events, and just really putting on great performances down there at the academy. Is that like that's really important, and just making sure that we keep coming out here and just really making the fans want to keep seeing us. That's just huge for us. And just obviously working on our bodies and just learning as much as we can, and then trying to branch out into state as much as we can throughout the year as well.
You've actually reminded me of something I wanted to bring up, and I'm going to get back to that in a sec. Steen.
No, like Eli said, I definitely agree. So a big goal for me is, you know, my body, because I feel like if my body's good, my personality's good, and, you know, my wrestling ability gets up there too, like I could be pretty decent. But like staying consistently booked, working really hard, training really hard, you know, just getting as much experience as you possibly can, because that's the only way you're going to get better. And I need all the experience I can get, because I'm still, you know, I still consider myself a rookie. Like, I've been booked a couple, you know, here and there, but, you know, me as a person, I still consider myself a rookie, because, you know, haven't done much. But I've been very, very grateful for all the opportunities I've received in wrestling. So just keep working harder for those more opportunities to come. So that's probably short term. Long term, you know, I really want to branch out as we all do, like to, you know, MC Dub, just for example, MC Dub, you know, Melbourne Wrestling, Perth, you know, it's just so many great places in Australia that I'd love to work eventually when I'm better. But, you know, bring a little Big Steen around Australia and get my name out there, it'd be sweet.
That's it, man.
That's it.
Yeah. Just one thing you mentioned there about you know, getting your body up and your size up and that. How do you guys, like, because back in the day, and the older I get, the more I bloody use that phrase. But back in the day, it was just that thing of, well, if you're a wrestler, that means you're a big, muscly bastard. And the idea that some six-foot guy from Australia can be a wrestler, I was like, well, that won't happen. But now you can. Now, you got that advice from AJ Styles, a guy who, you know,
has been everywhere.
Yeah, like when he started out, he would have been your size or that's Eli's size. You know what I mean? Like, he was never that big.
Big guy.
So that's obviously got to help when somebody like that comes at you with that sort of advice and being like, nah, man, this is, you can do it.
Exactly.
You just got to take the right steps and apply the right things. So is that something you sort of think about and that you're actually self-conscious of? Because I know a lot of young folks out there, that's one thing they worry about, because it's such a cosmetic business.
Yeah.
A lot of it's about how you look, you know? So like, how do you sort of approach that as far as like the not letting things get to you in the mind and like pushing forward? Sort of thing as far as the training.
Well, for me, I think if you look around at the business at the moment, if you look at like WWE's got their new cruiserweight division now, and guys aren't huge, but the majority of them look good.
They
look the part. That's a very kind of cliche way of putting it.
Like athletes.
They look like athletes.
Yeah, yeah.
The style that we wrestle we want to look the part. We want to look good. If you look at guys, I know it's, again, a cliche example, but if you look at guys like Mick Foley, he didn't have the most incredible body in the world. He wasn't topless, nothing like that. But he, you know, he brought other things. We want to bring everything that we can, and we want to look the part, be the part, and perform to the best of our abilities. And that means making sacrifices, getting in the gym, working your ass off, eating right. That's the biggest thing. Eating lots and eating the right foods. That's what Cree's always telling us. Make sure you're eating the right foods. And yeah, and for me personally, I want to look the part. I want to be bigger. I want to be, you know, more toned, and just, I want people to look at me and go, wow, he's worked really hard for his body and he looks good. You know, he's a wrestler.
Yep.
Exactly. Like, in the way the business kind of has always been.
Gabriel's like, come on, give me the mic, man.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to have a completely different take on it probably. But like, for me, you don't have to look like, you can be entertaining as hell and not look amazing, not look like an athlete, which makes you unique in your own way. But for me personally, I want to look good. I look at, like, you look at my look. I obviously idolize guys like Seth Rollins, who just, he looks amazing.
No.
Get out of town.
Come on.
Yeah, nah. But if you look at his body, he looks incredible. He comes out, he looks like a superstar. He looks like an athlete, and that's how I want to be, you know? So yeah, Gabriel?
Nah, like, everything Elijah said was pretty true. Like, obviously, if you look at any of us, like, we don't obviously look like wrestlers yet. Like, all jokes aside, and, you know, like, we're trying. But like, it's obviously a very lengthy process. Like, when we started at Rice, I remember one of the first things they said to us was, we can teach you how to be a wrestler in 6 to 12 months, but it will take you 3 to 5 years to get the body. And like, that, they're really hot on that. And like, I was still, when I first, I'm like, oh, nah, don't worry about it. Like, I'm here to learn how to be a wrestler. And then you start like progressing, and you're like, oh wow, like, I don't look like a wrestler though. So all these moves are pretty much nothing until I, you know, start looking like the wrestler. That's how I see it. Like, everyone sees it differently. Like, obviously some people have gotten away, like I was, as Elijah said, Mick Foley. But I feel like if you have the body as well as the wrestling as well, like, it gives them less reasons to say no. That's how I see it. So like, the more things you have, the better chances you have. That's really how I see it. And like, your lifestyle, like, depends on eating, gymming, and then like, you got to go to work. And it just, like, sometimes, like, I remember the end of last year, like, I was really drained. I got really sick because I was trying to gym 5-6 times a week, working, had uni exams, and then like, I just got really sick because I got run down. So it's, you got to get help, you know what I mean? Like, you got to go to people who know and have been there before. You can't just be like, oh yeah, like, I'm gonna do this. Oh yeah, you go to the gym. Yeah, that, like, that's a big thing as well that I think as well.
No, I definitely agree with Eli and Gabriel. And it's funny because I was gonna say that when I started wrestling, similar to Gabriel, like, you know, I'll just learn how to wrestle and it'll be all good. But then you actually, you know, they approach you with ideas and stuff and opportunities, and then you realize, like, my body is so damn important to look the part of a wrestler. Looking at, I'm 17 years old, like, I'm, you know, 5'7", you know what I mean? Like, I'm, you know, just hitting 64 kilos, like, I'm nothing. You know, compared to some other dudes in Australian wrestling and such worldwide. As
Big Brody Marshall.
Big Brody Marshall, definitely.
Who has just walked in for his obligatory cameo here on WRA. I'll bring the microphone over to the big man.
I don't want to steal the glory from these boys, but these lads are the future of Australian wrestling. So welcome to the big leagues, lads. Oh my God, I'm fucking drunk. Okay, see you later.
Your former RCW champion, Big Brody Marshall. Former two-time champion, I'm sorry. Sorry, Rusty.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Just quickly, Brody's another one of those guys, like, along with Matt and Chris Basso, like, you know, he can come off, rub you off the wrong way sometimes, but, like, he's really helpful, like, really helps us with, like, our bodies and our training as well. So, yeah.
Good dude.
Yeah, so, as I was saying, you know, I still have, you know, a fair few years in my system. So, you know, in those years, I just want to progress, get better at my promos, better at my body, better at my wrestling, and literally go as far as this can take me. Because wrestling, like, I want wrestling to be my full-time profession eventually. You know what I mean? This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Because I just love it. I love it. And, yeah, so I'm just going to work towards, you know, eventually becoming a superstar.
One thing you mentioned there, you want to get your promos better, but that's a really good thing that like that you have as up your sleeve as somebody who isn't as built as Gabriel or Eli, is that you have that part of your character. And that's one thing that's really friggin' cool about you, is that you bring such an element to the Pereya and to the entire show, just with your enthusiasm out there, you know, and especially the promo video. And folks, I don't know if you saw it, but on YouTube and the Riot City Facebook page, the prelude, if you like, to the tag title match here, with Big Steen putting these guys through their paces and then all of a sudden the Rude Ones turn it into like some Reservoir Dogs friggin' like film noir. Yep. It was like Pulp bizarre. Fiction. Yeah. Yeah. And then you got Tyler at the end. But just folks, get on the Riot City face. Actually, we'll put a link on our Facebook page to it. Such an entertaining, like that was an example of taking something like professional wrestling. Some people will call it a fake athletic contest.
Yep.
And making like a short film.
Pretty much.
The creativity. I want to talk about this video, Bugger. Whose idea was it and who came up with it? Because it was so good to watch. I sat there and watched it 3 times and cacked myself each time in a row. I'm just like, for 10 minutes, I'm watching this thing. It's great.
Yeah. Who came up with it?
It was like a bit of everyone.
It was a bit of everyone. It was like the Rude Ones helped out with it. They obviously came up with their whole, you know, Pulp Fiction thing.
Any excuse where Bulldog gets to like shoot somebody,
yeah, exactly,
basically,
pretty much.
He's like, fuck yeah,
yeah, he really wants to do that.
Let's kill people.
Yeah,
now.
But we just thought it would be a really sort of funny thing to do, to have Big Steen train the boys and just go mental and just put us through some crazy workout.
It wasn't even like far fetched. That's actually like how he is. Like, the whole Tinder thing was like, we're like, oh, he does that in real life. Let's chuck it in here. That's funny.
Yeah.
Like it's just, we just took things from our natural lives because we're all best friends.
That's pretty much what the Pereya is. Like, yeah, we're just all like three best friends, and like we just, that's how we pretty much are all the time, and we just show it to the world, but you know, way over the top, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah
thanks,
it was good,
George.
Fun. Yeah.
But like, because me being the coach of the video, I really wanted to act like that crazy wog dad, you know, coaching the kids,
yeah,
at soccer practice, because, yeah, they got a, you know, they got the cup this weekend,
yeah,
you know, absolutely killing them, you know what I mean, just going absolutely mental.
Yeah.
More push-ups, more sprints, like, you know, you just being a crazy wog dad, you know what I mean, just being one of those guys that just, yeah, being real funny,
yeah,
and just really, really over the top, and believing in your boys, because I believed in them and they did so well tonight, you know what I mean, and it was great.
They lost, but they still did good.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You were out for half of it, so you didn't even bloody see. You're gonna have to watch the video back.
Yes. Yeah, you know, yeah, I was, you know, I was dead pretty much, but you know, I saw enough, and the efforts we all put in was, you know, I got them the match, and they
yes,
delivered.
You did, Big Steen.
They delivered, and you know, delivered to the
almost
best.
Almost killed yourself in the process.
Yep, I almost killed myself in the process, but you know, it's a different story for a different day. But it was just such a good experience and great match. It was really fun. Yeah. I mean, being knocked out half of it, but still great to watch. You know, half dead.
Oh man, you're a big podcast fan as well, Steen. Like, I remember, like, that was the one of the main things of getting you guys on here, because yeah, Steen was all like, I love the podcast, man, I love listening to him and like learning shit and all this stuff, so like, I want to be on one.
Yeah.
And I said to him, alright, you guys will be on, it'll happen, just I'll let you know when.
Yeah, for sure.
And then it was either awards night or it was our last live event. Steen remembers it, and I was like, all right, 28th, it's happening,
done,
boom.
Shit, yeah.
So which podcasts are we going to put over here that you listen to, that you enjoy?
Chris Jericho, a lot of it, because you know, he normally gets, he gets big names, but he gets a variety of big names, you know what I mean? So he gets to listen to everybody. And like, I love listening to people from all around the world and all different promotions, because, you know, let's be honest, I wouldn't say very, but I'm pretty nosy, and I like to listen to, you know, like Backstage Heat, for example. just interest.
We all love a good shoot interview.
Yeah, interesting things like that. Like, I love podcasts and interviews with wrestlers, because, you know, you get to see them in the ring, but I like to see them, you know, as we are right now, you know, talking about real life, talking about, you know, things other than wrestling, but how they incorporate wrestling into their real life. Like, and, you know, that's things I can learn from, because that's exactly what I want to do. Like, incorporate wrestling into my life, which is, you know, what I already do. But hearing things from, like, the professionals, you know, you can learn a lot from the podcast, I believe, anyway, from other people's experiences.
Yeah.
That's one of the main reasons that I do Wrestle Radio Australia, is because, like, there's people out there who are starting out who can relate to the wrestlers. There's fans out there who want to know kind of more, and we're in that era now where it's like, well, the lid's been blown off, so we can go there
now. Kind of stuff, yeah.
It's a great medium that we've got,
yeah,
with podcasting.
Me and Toro love listening to Stone Cold's podcast, because he just like everything that he talks in wrestling terms about, like, general, like, everyday life, and so funny, man. We just sit there and die. It's hilarious.
I use the term gimmick almost every day, and things dude, nothing to do with
it's
wrestling.
It's so funny. Like, he was saying, like, he was driving down, like, a highway or something, and, like, there was heaps of traffic, and he was like, oh, you know, I wanted to get my shit in for 2017, but, like, you know, all these cars are up my ass. This is, like, he's using, like, wrestling terms just to talk about, like, general things. I just find that so funny. I just love listening to people use wrestling terms.
The best Steve Austin story I ever heard on his show was when he was talking about taking a shit. I swear, it was one of these things where every man can relate to it. Yeah. I was like, I hear you, brother. I tweeted him something about it, and then he hit me back, and I was just like, yeah,
that's so good. There you go.
We have a connection here.
Yeah,
you know, a shit based connection.
With Stone Cold.
It's a connection nonetheless, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. He's the best. Nah, he's so funny.
So good, Stone Cold.
So knowledgeable. Love listening to him.
We're actually going to have some WWE talk here for a couple of minutes, folks. For it. Oh my god, I know I've gone mental, but the Rumble. Who are your picks?
The Rumble this year is kind of interesting because I actually get to go to WrestleMania. I'm going to Orlando to see WrestleMania 33.
Look out, Orlando. Steen's going to be in ya.
I'm going to bring the fully sickness to Orlando. Oh, no, nah. Nah, but I'm going with my mom, and, you know, I was just so grateful. I was so bloody grateful for her to, you know, get me a trip to America. So, yeah, I'm going to WrestleMania. So, like, the Rumble for me, really, like, I don't really care about the winners anymore. I just care about the content, you know, the hype.
Good show.
Yeah, really good show. Like, the outcome to me most of the time when I'm watching wrestling doesn't really matter anymore much. It's more about...
Except for when Seth Rollins is in there, right?
Yeah, of course. But the more of the content, and, like, the surprise entrances, and, like, surprise people with, like, you know, the Rumble has always been the surprises, like, you know, that's the event for it, basically. So, like, I'm more excited for who's going to come out. I don't really mind about who's winning, because, like, at the end of the day, I'm going to WrestleMania 33, even if it's, like, you know, anybody in the main event, doesn't matter. Like, I will still be there. So at the end of the day, like, it doesn't bother me, but I'm just really, really excited for the event. And if I had to pick someone, probably be along the lines of, you know, like Eli said, Finn, because he's got a really good opportunity to come back and, you know, take that. And
they have, like, Finn Balor Lite in the UK championship tournament. Maybe they can just plug him in that spot.
Yeah, no, definitely. But yeah, definitely Finn's one of my picks. Undertaker, Goldberg. But like Eli said, I definitely agree with, it should be an upcoming wrestler like Baron Corbin or... Yeah.
I'm really hoping, I'm loving this guy at the moment, Pete Dunne from the UK tournament. Okay. Do you know him? I'm just hoping he might be like a surprise entrant in the Rumble, because I love that guy. He's awesome, man. I've been watching some of his stuff.
So many people have been talking about Pete Dunne since that tournament.
He's really good. And like, I I'd never heard of him until then. And then I started watching like some of his stuff on the independents in England and whatnot. And he's just amazing. He's a real good talent. He's going to be huge in a few years, I reckon. I think they really like him. And I'm just like hoping he'll on TakeOver or in the Rumble, he'll make an appearance because he's epic. But yeah, Gabriel.
We've got like wrestling, like it's like total wrestling fest this weekend because we've had RCW tonight. Then tomorrow morning, we're all going to be like no sleep and getting up going, oh, NXT TakeOver's on. Yeah, yeah. And then the next day, it's like, oh, I've got the Rumble's on too. Yeah, so I think with Mania, just quickly, sorry, Gabriel, but I think they've done it real smart with Mania this year where they're doing, I think, the NXT show 2 days before instead of the day before, because I think that'll kind of give people that break. It'll give people that come down before then heading to Mania, because how many times has it happened in the last couple of years where the NXT show is just so friggin' awesome and you sit there as a fan and like, yeah, it's like so well like booked and everything, like there's a reason for things and the matches are great and the presentation and it's not too long, and then the next day you're like, it's that whole thing of, well, top that.
Mm.
And then the next day it just doesn't have that same oomph if you really dug that NXT show. So I think it's a smart way for the fans, so they get the most out of it, you know, like.
No, I agree with that.
Oh, just quickly, like when it comes to the Rumble, like just like these Eli and Steen have said, like it's not about really who wins it anymore, because it could be anyone this year at the end of the day. It's just really about like putting on an awesome show. Like I said before, how much I loved Kurt Angle, I still love him, and like if he comes back now that he's in the Hall of Fame, oh God, and he wins it or something, like, I just mark out.
Please come back in the Rumble.
It'd be just amazing. Something like that.
Belly to bellies for everyone. Oh my
like,
God.
How good would that be? Or like, even like I'm reading Chris Jericho's books at the moment, like, he's just like the best. So like, obviously he doesn't really need it, but he'd be so funny if he won it. And then he versus Kevin Owens at Mania, that'd be amazing.
It'd be a very good, you know, I reckon they'd build that up really, really well. Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho for the belt at Mania. If he won the Rumble, that'd be pretty cool.
Even if it's for the United States title.
Yeah, nah, definitely. Because Kevin Owens could be losing the belt on Sunday to Roman Reigns.
There you go.
So, you know, that could be a twist to Mania. Probably will happen. If, like, I believe if Kevin Owens, you know, loses the belt and then loses the rematch at the next pay-per-view, you know, something will happen. He'll blame Chris Jericho for it, and then they'll fight at Mania for the United States Championship. And you know what, as a fan, when I'm there, I'd bloody love to see that match. It'd be sweet. I can't wait.
I think you're gonna get spoiled just quietly this year with WrestleMania. Are you going to NXT as well, or is it just the Mania show?
So a lot of people have been telling me, like, you know, do everything wrestling, do go all right,
WrestleCon and here and there,
like. Yeah, just go to everything you can. Now the thing is, I'm going with my mom, so you know, she likes wrestling, but she doesn't really want to go to all of them because she's not really a wrestling fan. Now, I this trip is for me and my mom, so you know, we got to everything has to be fair. So I'm going to Mania, I'm going to SmackDown and Raw because I have to. I probably won't be going to NXT, you know, but I really, really, really want to go to ROH Supercard because that looks sweet. I want to see the Young Bucks versus the Hardy Brothers, because that would be awesome. And to go to like an ROH like event, you know, different atmosphere, like other than WWE, that would be awesome. You know, just an awesome experience for me. And you know, I get to see so many different talents, you know, at ROH live, so that would be sweet. Because, you know, a lot of WWE, well, I'm not trying to bag on it, but a lot of it's, you know, pretty similar. As in,
there's a formula.
Yeah, there's a formula. So going to, you know, ROH Supercard would be, you know, out of this world. It'd be sweet to like see different type of wrestling, and then going to WrestleMania and just having all those experiences with watching wrestling.
Those Supercard of Honors, they can be long, like the 4-odd-hour kind of shows, you know. So you get a lot crammed in.
Yeah, no, I really, really, I'm going to talk to my mom, but I really hope she's keen, because I really want to go to ROH really badly.
What is your mum's name? We've got to give your mum a proper shout out here on the podcast.
My mum's Tina Turter.
Hey, Tina.
We love you, mum.
Rolling on the river.
Yeah, it's funny because her name's Tina Turter, and everyone's like, Tina Turner.
I thought you were just being cheeky because of the name Tina, but now, okay. No, right.
It's actually Tina Turter. It's awesome. It's kind of funny. And everywhere we go, like, everyone questions it, so it's kind of ironic. That's awesome. But nah, she's the best, and I can't believe that she's actually taking me to America for my 18th birthday. Like, I couldn't ask her anything else, anything more, because that's just so nice of her, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, Tina, to put up with all of that wrestling and all of that stain in one trip, you're a good egg.
Champion, absolute champion.
No, I definitely agree. I give her a hard time sometimes, but you know, I love her to death, so it's good.
I just feel like now that we're on the topic, like, massive shout out to all our parents, because like the amount of they're at all the shows, like, they've done so much for us. Like, my mum helps me with my meal preps, like, they're just legends, and like, I wouldn't be here and like, we wouldn't be where we are, I know all of us wouldn't, without the parents and like, the things they've done for us.
Shout out to Tony Toro as well, because he's our other brother behind the scenes that a lot of people know, but they don't. But like, he's like a big part in us doing as well as we have, and just
the honorary Paraya.
He's the honorary Paraya member. But yeah,
he's honestly our mentor. Like, he's been here longer than all of us. He's like sort of like, he pulls our heads in all the time. Like, he's just always there, and like, he's always got a straight head, and he's amazing.
And seeing him move into like a bit of a singles run lately, and he had that amazing match with Brody for the championship at Kid of the City. We were so proud of him, and he's just getting what he deserves, and I'm just looking so forward to seeing him, just what's in store for him this year, because he's just the best, like, one of my favorite people in the whole world. And like, I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for him. I came and watched his debut because I knew him previously before wrestling,
right?
And I saw how well he did, because Anthony is a very quiet guy, and everybody kind of knows him as a quiet guy, and seeing him wrestle was so insane. And like, if it wasn't for that, I definitely wouldn't be here right now. So he's like, he's the best, he's the core of our little group, even though he doesn't come out and, you know, be on shows with us
or podcasts. See, he misses out.
Yeah, you know, he does.
If he just put on the shirt,
yeah, or maybe one day, who knows. One day down the track,
my boy.
If we need him, you know,
Toro cast.
Yeah, a Toro cast. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. We're gonna get kicked out of here. There it is. I just said we're gonna get kicked out, and here's Jarvis to kick us out. I love it.
That's it.
Perfect timing. All right. On cue. Brilliant. We got to end it with some quick fire questions. We're gonna have some fun here. So for the last 5 minutes of this one, favorite wrestler. All time ever.
Eddie Guerrero. That's mine.
I'm going to say Kurt Angle.
John Cena. Don't laugh, please. I just love him to death. Sorry. Yep.
How big is he, like, standing next to that guy?
It's ridiculous.
Well, I got a photo with him, and he's just sexy.
He's a ginormous human. Nah, he was taller than me.
Does he look as much like Mark Wahlberg in person as he does on screen?
No, not really.
But he just looks like John Cena.
John Cena's the man. It's like, weird. I know it's just catchphrases, but his catchphrases and what he stands for just motivates me so much in my life. Like, don't worry about wrestling. Like, he motivates me so much in real life. Like, he makes me never give up. Every time I'm sad, I think of John Cena. I think of that phrase, never give up. Yeah. I know that's really cliche, but that's like, just helps me so much as a person.
Yep.
Favorite WrestleMania?
Oh, wow. This is really random, but WrestleMania 31, just because of Seth Rollins' cash-in, that made my life, and that made me go, I was doing wrestling at that point. I'd started already, but that made me go, I want to do this. Like, that was the first time where I watched something and went, wow, like, something just clicked inside me. I was like, I have to do this. Like, I just fell in love with wrestling by that point.
I remember when that happened, you guys around here almost blew a load. It was you guys, like, it was the biggest event in the history of the world. Seth Rollins winning the belt. Oh my God.
Was it, Elijah knows everything about all past pay-per-views. Was it WrestleMania 19 where it was Eddie Guerrero, Kurt Angle, and like Big Show, John Cena?
WrestleMania 20.
Was it 20?
2004 WrestleMania
20. Well, then WrestleMania 20 is my favorite, because that was like my first WrestleMania, and it opens with like John Cena, Big Show, and he won his first belt. Yeah. And then like Kurt Angle, Eddie Guerrero were like my two favorite wrestlers, and then they had an epic match where like Kurt Angle did the whole ankle lock and Eddie slipped the boot off. Yeah. And that was just like awesome. Like,
31 or 18 for me, The Rock versus Hulk Hogan is one of my favorite matches of all time. That's insane, that first one they had.
For crowd reactions and the spectacle. Stupid. One of the best things ever.
Yeah, yep.
Technically, who cares? That was a moment.
Yeah.
Storytelling to the max. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. Sort of similar to Gabriel because, you know, my first year of watching wrestling was 2011 and that was WrestleMania 27. Awesome. Now, I would probably say, yeah, WrestleMania 27 is the most memorable for me because I remember watching that event and just being like, wow, like this is amazing. And having The Miz, who someone I just want to be in the ring. I want to be him more than anyone, probably. And him going against my favorite of all time, John Cena, in the main event, like, yeah, you know, it wasn't The Rock and Stone Cold, but it was still two of my, you know, probably favorites of all time. And it was just watching that was just amazing. So WrestleMania 27 for me.
I think you and Brad Smythestein may be the only two people in the history of this podcast who freaking love The Miz.
He's just so good. Like, I just aspire to be like him. When I was in year seven, man, like, he is where I got my arrogance from. He, watching The Miz, watching him do the promos, man, he is the reason why, like, you know, I have a bit of an ego. I mean, I'd say a bit of an ego, but a big ego. Yeah, The Miz gave me the big ego. Well, one of the guys.
Damn it, Miz. Besides Miz, actually no, we've got Australian wrestlers. Who do you want to wrestle in Australia? It doesn't have to be RCW, it can be anywhere around the country.
I really want to wrestle Adam Brooks. Like, he was here tonight. He's just like an absolute legend. And like, I remember seeing him, like,
the ledge thing is that he is a ledge.
Yeah, he's actually an absolute legend. He's a bloody legend. Like, ledge. I remember seeing him a year ago and like, he's like, his body's just amazing these days. Like, I aspire, I just want my body to be like his. And like, I think me and him could have an awesome match. Like, he's just an absolute great bloke.
Mine is Robbie Eagles. He's so cool. I love that guy so much.
How awesome were those matches that him and Matt Diamond had?
And Matt Diamond
ago?
As well. I love those guys. They're such a laugh. And I think Robbie Eagles is freaking awesome. I'd love to wrestle Robbie Eagles. And another one as well is from right in here, Chris Basso, because he's an absolute wizard. That's goals to the max, Chris Basso.
All the names mentioned so far, Chris Basso, Adam Brooks, Lightspeed Express, all former guests on Wrestle Radio Australia.
There,
so folks,
you go.
You can go back and hear them, lads, on the network. That's and you it. Can hear Adam Brooks on Healing Out with Ali Vyas from a couple of weeks ago.
I need to listen to that.
Talked about his trip to the States and just a lot of really cool sort of behind the scenes stuff related to the biz. If you're in the biz yourself, you're gonna absolutely love it. And we'll go a couple more here real quick.
I didn't answer
it. Oh no, you haven't. Okay, next question. No. Go on.
Gabriel beat me to it. Definitely Adam Brooks, because I reckon the Wogs versus the Aussies needs to happen, man. We need to book this match because it's just legendary. You know, it's sweet. Also,
let's disturb race relations.
Yeah,
just
let's
a bit
do it.
More.
That's right as well.
Sweet. Nah. And also, you know, the big man, Damian Slater, would be just...
Oh, yeah. I had to chuck that in there as well.
Like, I would... do anything to wrestle him because it'd be just such a good experience, man. Yeah. I'd learn so much. It'd be sweet.
Another former guest on Wrestle Radio. You're just giving our whole network a heap of plugs here.
Yeah.
I love it. It's fantastic.
And one more, Davis Storm from Perth.
Yep.
Yeah, he's
Have
amazing.
Have you seen the Iron Man match he had with Chris Weiss reanimated in December? That one is on vimeo.com/EPW from the vault.
Cool. Yeah, get around that.
Amazing.
Yep.
60 minutes... Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to have a session with Davis recently, and like, he's just an amazing guy. Like, it'd be awesome to have a match with him. Just like, he's awesome.
He's literally one of the most humble people I've ever met in my whole life.
It's ridiculous.
Such a good person.
Such a nice guy.
I can't get over it.
Brimming with positivity.
Yeah, oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And final one here, because we're getting kicked out again. After show meal.
Okay, just my usual from Villy's, schnitzel with chips and gravy and salad, and no tomato in the salad because it'll just go to waste. That's my favorite after show meal.
No tomato, come on, brother.
Like it, weirdo. It's always hard. Like, we go to Villy's. I think tonight we might be going. Where are we going? I think we might go to AB tonight, North Adelaide. And like, I love a good AB. Like, it's just like, it's dirty, but it's just like, it's,
God, I'd so join you in that. But now I live south, so it's like out of my way to like, go to the
burger. Nah, I reckon that's that'd have to be my favourite.
Well, for me, it's obviously Villy's, because that's kind of like a thing we do. We all go to Villy's after the shows.
Costs you an arm and a leg though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Wait, it's Maxi Saver. Come on, man.
He's a stitch. That's
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, nah.
What was it last time? Quarter chicken and chips and gravy?
Yeah, and the service there is quite slow. it's over.
It was on that occasion. Yeah.
All right, you know what? I know I'm probably talking to heaps of people right now, but the service and, you know, the price you pay.
Oh, should have heard the rant last
time
we were there.
Somebody's dissed Villies in any way.
Steen cut a promo in the middle of Villies, like shouting about like how bad the service is, just losing it.
My nonna, that can barely walk, could deliver food better. You know what I mean? She could do it faster.
Not even bad.
This is the Steen we've been waiting for.
she could do it faster than those people in that Villies.
Oh no,
that's right though. Nah, but it's
nah. They're alright. The food's good. Place,
but you know, just. Make sure you got your maxi savers ready. they like to take your money.
Yeah. Oh yeah, $1.50 extra for gravy, man. Yeah,
$100 extra for gravy. No worries, bro. Easy. No, oi, killer. Just literally take all my money. Honestly, don't worry about it, man.
Oh no.
You know, easy. Take all my money.
Not like I'm going to WrestleMania. Like I need to save money. Like to go see my John Cena, mate.
Don't worry about it, bro. Like, you know, just take all my money. Take my wallet. Take my keys.
Oh no.
Take my car, take my house, everything, bro. Take it. Don't worry about it. Johnny, don't worry. Johnny, don't worry. Just stay hectic.
Oh, no.
We at least got Steen into third gear there. We got a taste.
We're nowhere near the top yet. No.
Shit. All right, we've got to take it home. We are legit getting kicked out of the Latvian Hall. It's been an hour. It's so let's get social media plugs and whatnot out of the way. Of course, the next time you can see the player live, it'll be February 18th at the RCW Academy for RCW Live at Hindmarsh, or it will be March 11th here at the Latvian Hall for Mega Slam 2017. Hopefully a rematch for the tag titles. You never know. But you did lose your title shot, so you never know. You might not. Yeah, we'll see.
I think we proved ourselves tonight.
Hopefully.
GM Byrne, get on to him.
It was awesome working the Rude Ones really quickly. Like they were amazing. Like they really pulled our heads in. Like they're two amazing guys to work. Like they know so much about the business and everything about planning matches, and you know they're awesome.
100%. And I can finally like scratch off that on the bucket list, you know, getting on a podcast, wrestling podcast, because I just love podcasts, man. I'm so great to be on here. Sweet.
Thanks, Josh.
Good on you, Steen. Let's get the social medias out of the way. Come on, where can people hit you guys up?
Gabriel Eros on Instagram and Facebook,
Eli Theseus on Facebook, and Elijah_McGregorDay on Instagram.
So I'm actually thinking about making a Big Steen Facebook page soon. So if you guys want to hit that up, that'd be great. Give me a couple of likes, a couple of shares. No, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
And thanks for listening, guys. Cheers.
We'll see you soon.
FNX. I'll buy my song and I won't...
Chew the Defence is the opinionated, entertaining football show with serious debates you're looking for. We have a variety of guests from ex-footballers to journalists, members of parliament to athletes. Every month, former Chelsea, Swansea and Brighton striker Leon Knight weighs in with his opinions on night vision. So tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, ShootTheDefence.com and the FNX Network, and let Stel, John, Mike and Stuffy give you a free football lesson. Follow us on Twitter at ShootTheDefence.
Three rad young guys there, Big Steen, Gabriel Eros, Eli Theseus. Can't wait to catch up with those guys again, maybe in a couple of years, and see how things have actually progressed and where they are going to be then in their careers. Because, man, they three guys who love the business as much as they do and just love putting on a great show. I think they got a great future ahead of them. So good luck to you, lads. And thank you for listening to the show, folks. If you want to hear more, please do subscribe on iTunes, TuneIn Radio or iHeartRadio. You can follow us there. Please do give us a review and a rating on iTunes if you use that service. Really does help us out. Please do share it with your mates who love wrestling. Let them know hashtag where the action is. We'd love to gain more listeners, as we always do. And please do hit us up on social media and let us know your thoughts. We see plenty of downloads, but we love the engagement. We love hearing from you guys. So hit us up at WrestleRadio AU, WrestleRadio Australia on Facebook. Thank you, Thunderstag, for the theme music, WrestleMerch Printing for sponsoring the show, and FNX.network. My name's Josh Sharma. Next up on the network, it's Muhammad Ali Vaez healing out with Mike Altamura. That'll be a beauty.
Saints and sinners,
guys. We're very well behaved. Unbelievable.
This is an ArmourPod production. Send all production inquiries to armourpod@gmail.com.